If you like coffee or in fart noises, climb aboard and join my nonsense. I won't hesitate to step on you.
Hi guys, welcome to Sunshine Train with Friends. I hope y'all had an amazing holiday. You know, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, late Christmas. This is gonna be props out in 2021. So happy New Year, guys! Woo!
Thank God.
Everybody's mood is just like, oh my God, sweet relief.
Right? Oh my God. So, you know, it's 2021 by the time we post this. So, what are y'all's, you know what? Let's talk about everyone's resolution, you know, their 2021 resolution and how 2020 was for everyone. And after that, we'll talk about afterlife.
Are you really going to ask me how 2021, I mean, how 2020 was? We're really going to talk about
that? I mean, yeah. So, who wants to go first?
The host always goes first.
Oh, yeah, God.
That was the rule. That was like the unspoken rule.
Bro, I was trying to put some socks on because it's cold.
I think it's the very, very spoken rule.
Oh, true.
Considering okay. I'm not.
I'm gonna be 100% real. I haven't thought about this, but
you're the one who wanted to do this topic.
Yeah, it was last minute. But I thought it'd be a good topic, you know?
But so. You didn't have anything
No, I was working.
Like, no, and I was like, topic is this, but I know nothing about it.
You see, I was working, and then during my break time, and I was like, you know what's a good topic? This. And I went back to work. That's what.
No, and then you're like, hey, guys, let's do this. And we were like, okay.
I mean, it's a good topic. Yeah. Anyway, fine. I'll go first. So.
You better think fast, bitch.
I'll see. So, of course, as everyone knows, 2020 was a disastrous year for everyone. And, of course, our Ringling graduation came to an abrupt end where we all had to leave.
I think you meant abrupt.
Abrupt?
You said abrupt.
Abrupt end.
It came to an abrupt.
Abrupt. And, you know, we all had to, like, skedaddle out of the campus within a week because they didn't give a choice, you know. That was a sad week. But and then it was a horrible, you know. But, you know, I feel like 2020 was a mess for everyone. I wasn't a huge mess. But I feel like it gave me an opportunity to stay home and really think, like, rethink about all of my goals. And also, we made this podcast because why not? Am I right? Woo! Oh, okay, fine. I'll say woo myself. Oh, God, you guys are woo! At least mid-season,
yeah. Jody's in a particularly cheesy mood today.
We made this podcast. You're trying to be positive. You're not just negative. All right. Okay. Yeah, 2020 was disastrous, but you know, at least we had some fun in the end. We made this podcast, and now I have some new goals I thought about for the year of 2021. So my resolution for my 2021 year, I wanna
just get on with it.
Oh my God, shut up! I'm trying.
Jody, you have a lot of stuff though, that at least like goals.
Yeah, so like for 2021, even like the goal I have right now is not like simple. It's a very big goal for me. It's a big stretch. And I want to at least for 2021 make some progress towards my goal in my 2021. And for this podcast to do well and continue for us to be having fun during this podcast, you know. I want it to be fun, not some exhausting, you know, negative, whatever shit, you know, for us, all of us to get tired of. Just something we all relax, hang out, talk about stupid shit like we always do, you know? Yeah, so that's my resolution. Just slowly move on to my goal, podcasts to do well, and for life to go well. I don't want to make some, like, you know, like those resolutions, like, I'm going to lose weight or like, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And it never like comes, you know, to the point. I don't want to make those kind of resolutions, you know, but that's what I have so far. Woo!
They're pretty like, I don't, like, like, don't take this the wrong way. It's just, like, I'm pointing it out. Like, they're pretty vague resolutions.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, yeah, are you gonna go into detail with any of that, or?
Yeah. Like, because you said, not... like, working towards your goal, but, like, what is your goal?
I don't like exposing it to the
public. Oh, okay. I mean, like, yeah, I wasn't sure if you just didn't want to say it, or, like,
it was... Like, I feel like I also don't want to say it, but also, like, I made it vague because, like, I know myself. Like, if I say, I'm going to do this, I don't do it, you know?
Hmm.
So I made it, like, so vague. I made it vague so, like, in, like, when I'm feeling it, I'll go towards it. I don't want to be something that's, like, forced on me where I stress about. I myself stress and overthink about many things. So I feel like if I just, you know, do this, I'm going to just stress out and just going to not do it anymore. So, yeah, I know that's a very vague goal, but, like, that's something I, you know, want to work towards, you know? And also, okay, fine, here's something that's not vague. For 2021, I want to work on getting better on myself, work towards, you know, I forgot the word.
Bettering yourself?
Yes.
But, like, in what sense?
Like, taking care of myself mentally and physically for 2021, because 2020 has been such a bad health for me. I've been, like, sleeping badly. I've been eating badly. Like, 2021, I want to change that so I get better physically and mentally, you know?
That's a good goal. Yeah.
Like, create a schedule for yourself.
Yes, like, time manage myself much more better because we graduated. You know, it's really up to you to start time managing yourself and start getting yourself on track. So I want to get myself on track for 2021. I'm sorry for people out there who, like, I made my ideas so vague, but I didn't want to expose my goal, so because I know I will go towards
it. Well, yeah, so we, like, the crew, we know what your goals are, like, the specifics of it, because you've, like, shared that with us. But, like, yeah, just for any... listeners, and all three of you.
Yes.
They're just, you know, they haven't come completely to fruition yet, I guess.
Yes, audience. I'm sorry. I like to keep my privacy on that because honestly, I don't know if I'll achieve it or not. You know, it's a, you know, what if?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to know what I imagined when you first said it? Because, like, I know what your goal is. Like, you told
me. No.
But, like, you were just like, my goal is to achieve my goals. And we're like, so what's that goal? And then you would just be like, to have a goal. And then that would be it.
You know what? Oh, my God. You know,
what's your dream? To have a dream.
What's your dream? A dream!
Honestly, that's deep.
I was crying so hard.
You know, that's stupidity in the next level.
What's your dream? To have a dream. What's that from? Oh, it's from Scary Movie. Oh, I love that movie.
Oh my god. But yeah, that's what I have so far. That's what I thought on the spot, you know?
Well, it's a very good goal to have a goal.
Thank you. Thank you. A goal of a goal.
You know what, Jay? I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you for my goal.
No! I'm being serious now. Fuck you.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to say I am proud of you. I lived with you for 2 years, and then I didn't live with you for that last year because we got kicked out of school. And I just want to say I think you have grown a lot as a person, and I think you should be really proud of yourself.
Holy shit, I don't know.
Okay, you know what? Fuck you. Never mind. I think about it.
I'm joking.
My goal is to get Jody out of my life.
You know what? Thank you, Ty. That I appreciate that. That means a lot. That means, like, you know, that means, like, at least me as a person, I grew, you know, not just stuck in that person forever.
Yeah. And I think we all grew, like, through COVID, whether we think we did or not. Like, it might not have been, like, skill-wise with, like, art and everything, but I think, like, mentally, we've all grown through it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it had to be good for something. I just need to think that it was good for something. It had to be.
That's good. Yes.
Yay.
Fine, I'll cheer for myself. Yay!
I did! You were saying it loud enough.
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh my god, woohoo! Thank you. Oh my god, Kyung.
Oh my god, is that Jerry Kim? Woo!
Oh, yay! Woohoo! I'm kidding.
Oh my god, did you hear about her? She's the one who has a goal. A goal of a goal. Oh my god, incredible.
Yeah. I feel like it'll be really interesting to like hear what you're up to next year.
I know.
Yeah.
That'd be really, really cool. Let's see what we say next year, you know? How far we, you know, came to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next person!
All right, Lindsay, come on, you go.
Oh. Let's just put on the spot.
Oh, no.
I just yeeted Lindsay into the crowd.
Yeah, just did.
Well, I think my number one goal for next year, or 2021, is to improve my work-life balance. Mm. I don't know, I feel like towards the end of 2020, I couldn't stop working. Yeah. But it's kind of hard, I guess, when you're just like, you don't have anything else to do. So I just keep working.
Mm.
But yeah, I feel like I need to find more balance in my life right now. With that,
like a hobby or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got a list of hobbies for you to try.
Oh my god.
I guess it's like,
I am the hobby queen. I live at Hobby Lobby.
Just be a streamer, Lindsay. With your Animal Crossing.
I guess it's like I have to figure out how to fight that guilt of like when I'm not working though.
I
don't know. Yeah.
I think that was like a side effect of Ringling, if I'm being completely honest.
Probably, yeah.
I say, like, because to be honest, I feel like I'm pretty good at not doing that. Which that could be a good thing and also a bad thing. Because I feel like I don't have, like, that one-track mind. Like, I always want to do a bunch of things. So I think, like, finding a creative hobby that is still somewhat like related to the arts, but not really like related to what you're doing professionally, really helps with that, because that's you're still good. Doing something that's like creative and like, you know, artsy, but it's not technically like your professional work, you know? So mm-hmm. I feel like that's something that, I don't know, like when people say that, like I usually give that advice, like find a hobby that is like creative and artsy, but you know, like you really enjoy it and you have fun doing it,
because
then it doesn't feel like you're wasting a ton of time, you know, because you're still doing something, like you're still creating, it's just like in a different form, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else.
So the big resolution.
Yeah.
How was 2020 for you, Lindsay?
A roller coaster, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Really. I mean, overall, I guess it hasn't been like, I mean, it's been a pretty bad year in general, but it wasn't horrible. There was a lot of good spots too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nice. That's okay, Lindsay. Don't feel like you need to say a lot if you don't want to.
I mean, that's a good resolution, you know, finding a work balance during your work and not feeling guilty, because everyone's like that during Ringling and maybe after Ringling for majority of the people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that's like the side effect you get after you leave Ringling specifically. That's
true. Ringling said farewell gift.
Farewell gift. Mm-hmm. You must always be working to be worth it.
Yeah. I hate that mentality so much. And I'm pretty sure that, like, you know, like, if... how do I say this without, like, being offensive?
Just say it and be offensive. Just do it. Just do it.
Like,
do
I feel like people who have that sort of mentality, like for example, Lindsay, like, I feel like those are the kind of people that make it really far because they have the constant work mentality, which, like, in that way, it's good because... like career-wise and skill-wise you are progressing, but then there's that, you know, like there's that other half of you that's kind of like dying, which is like the, I don't know, yeah, like the personal life, like
it's your mental health
that
dies.
And it's just like I don't know, I always like really hated that about the artist community.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel like if I had known that firsthand, like earlier, I probably wouldn't have joined, you know,
Mm-mm.
Well, like, I feel like you can control in your life your work-life balance. It's not like it's being forced on you. I mean, yeah, you'll have people coming up to you being like, you'll have to do this if you want to get better. But, like, I don't necessarily think that's true. I think it's fear-mongering.
Yeah, you know? I think it's just, like, a lot of the people that you meet is, like, they kind of preach it that way. Which, like, you know, obviously there's no, like, specific people. It's just kind of, like, as a whole, that's what I've heard from a lot of people. Or, like, even if they don't mean to come off that way, it kind of comes off that way. And I think for me, like, I really don't think I'm the type of person that has, like, can go, like, 200% on one thing and, like, ride or die, you know? Because that's just, like, it's really exhausting, and then I get, like, burned out really fast. So.
No, that's fair.
That's something that, I know a lot of artists, they struggle with that, like, work-life balance.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I wish that so many people, like, didn't have to deal with that this badly.
Yeah, for sure. Especially in college. Like, when you don't know what you're doing yet. And the
in college it's stupid. Because you're still learning. Like, you're just a baby.
Yeah. And I lose respect for teachers who tell you you need to sacrifice your social life and your mental health and eating and showering just to get better at art. Because that's not true at all.
Yeah.
Like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody can do that and have a way better product, but, like, at what cost do you want that better product?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And you're probably gonna end up hating that product because it freaking ruined your life over it.
Yeah.
It's, like, not worth it, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the CA kids who can't watch their film again.
I can't watch it. I haven't looked at my film since I posted it.
I haven't either. I didn't even post mine.
I've watched yours. I watch yours a lot, actually. Like, like, it's so good.
Aww.
Well, I feel like most of it was Nadia. She was, like, a really... She was definitely our, like, 3D guru.
Stacy.
Guru.
Guru.
No, like... it was all Nadia that did the film well. It wasn't me.
No,
wasn't
like, me. I'm
My name's pretty... Stacy.
Stop it.
And I can't be proud of my hard work.
No. Like, I think that all three of us definitely, like, pulled our weight, like, in one way or another. Like, we all did, like, an equal amount of work. But I feel like Nadia, shout out to Nadia, but, like, the senior year, I think she was definitely, like, she was a real, what's the word?
MVP.
Yeah, MVP. Because she knew so much, and she was really good at figuring out, like, technically, which is, like, super important.
No, yeah, that's fair.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and, you know, she's like, a, like, god-tier animation, you know?
God-tier?
Because she, I'm sure she is like Lindsay, and really struggles with, like, the personal and work life, because she is that person that I always see working, and I need to tell her to take a break.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I've actually gotten in fights with people about this, like, at Ringling.
Oof.
Like, I got sick of the passive aggressive. I'm not going to give names of who it was, but I got sick of them being, like, not passive aggressive. It's, like, what's it called? Or maybe it is passive aggressive. Like, when you're talking to somebody and they kind of, like, imply, like, that you're not working as hard because you slept the night before.
Who does that?
It's never blatant. So, like, I can't tell if it was, like, intentional. You know, it's always just kind of, like, a backhanded comment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I, like, said something about it, and I'm like, well, if you can't get sleep, that just says you can't balance your life correctly.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that, like, my work is, like, great. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was my thesis, and it was kind of just, like, I'm not very proud of it, but it's a film, so more than I can say for
you
other people.
You made it this far?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, and you made it all by yourself. Like,
yeah,
I feel like I wouldn't
happy
have
that
been
it
able...
looked like a film. Like, it didn't have to be like a Pixar short. Like, it's
it looks really good.
Yeah,
and, like, I totally applaud people who are going that far to make it look like a Pixar short. Like, Jeremy, like, but he is just gifted back in
another level.
He is another level. Like, but I can totally, like, look at that and be like, I applaud you. That's amazing. I can't do that. Like, I can't, like, I need to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not to say Jeremy wasn't sleeping. Like, I don't really know what he was doing. He's just very good at what he does.
Definitely a really like other people. Hard worker. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been more so talking about, like, other people who would go around prancing, like, oh, I didn't sleep for 5 days. I didn't sleep for 5 days. My brain feels like it's hemorrhaging, but it's fine.
Oh, my God.
I think the closest that I felt with that was probably, like, during pre-pro.
Yeah, oh, pre-pro was so rough.
Oh, my God. I feel like I already talked about it, though, so I'm not going to open that.
Oh yeah, for anybody confused on the podcast, pre-pro is basically the semester where we storyboard our whole film and come up with the idea.
Oh, it's so painful.
And it's rough. Like, it's, you're pitching so ideas.
Like, honestly, there are people that, like, they're chill and it's like, it's whatever. But then, like, oh my God, especially when you do it, like, with a group, it is, you literally, like, feel hell sometimes.
Damn.
No matter who you are, because that's, like, literally the first time that you are working and, like, collaborating with other artists, most likely for the first time. So, like, obviously it's not going to be, like, you know, yeah, exactly. So it's, like, no matter who you are, you could be, like, super nice and super chill, but, like, it is very, very frustrating. Those first, like, 2 months working together, because it's a huge project, and, like, yeah, it's just, oh my God.
Yeah, I'll be honest, watching other people, because I was, like, heartbroken when I didn't have a partner.
Right.
Because, like, I was convinced I was going to fail after that, because, like, I just can't do that well. But after, like, pre-pro, like, watching other people's partners, again, not going to say any names. But, like, watching other people work together, it made me so happy I was alone. Because it was kind of just like, oh, Ty, what do you want for the film? Oh, well, I want this, Ty. Okay, great, Ty. And then I don't have to consult anyone except for my teacher.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of miss that. Like, yeah. I like having that independent thinking. And, like, yeah, honestly, even if, like, my thesis partners, like, hear this, they know. Like, we all talked about it, like, a bunch of times. Like, we all know what happened and, like, what went wrong and whatever. We're all cool.
Yeah, but it's, like, not a personal bash. It's just,
yeah,
like,
there was definitely times where I wanted to, like, branch off and, like, just make my own film.
Yeah.
Because I was just so frustrated, and, like, we didn't have the dynamic right yet for our group. So it was getting really, like, complicated at times.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like, I kind of just want to, you know, like, go solo. But then I am honestly in the end glad that I didn't.
Sorry, my computer keeps making noise.
It's okay.
I, like, turn something on and it's like, something's connected. Something's connected. Like, yeah, it's missing me. This only happened, like, every day. Like,
oh my God.
Oh, PC.
Oh, yeah. Shit. But you know what? I hope you achieve your goal, Lindsay, and everyone out there who struggles with this problem.
Yeah, Lindsay. And I'm sure you will. You're very good.
Hobby. Thank you.
You know what you can do?
Yay! Woo! Yay! I hate this. Why are we clapping at the end of everything? Can't we just, like, move on? Like, do we have to clap? Fine.
I'm just clapping because I want to.
I feel like I'm in Brit.
I was gonna say, Lindsay, you should try getting into embroidery.
Oh,
because honestly, it's really fun, and it's kind of like a like, I don't know, like, you don't really think when you're doing it, you just do it. So you could, like, watch a show and just, like, do it, you know?
Yeah, that's,
like,
good.
Really chill. It's like a total grandma activity.
I don't know what embroidery you're doing, but it pissed me the hell off whenever I do it.
It's really relaxing.
Oh my God, no, I fucking pinch myself, like, every 2 seconds.
Oh, well, yeah.
I tangle shit. I'm like, I can't fucking do this.
The stabbing is, yeah, it's present. But I think I only bled, like, maybe twice. That was fine.
You know what's good for you when you do this fucking activity? It'll make you bleed.
Well, I don't know what else she could... Well, there's a lot of stuff that she could do. That's like a nice, like, activity that you could just do in your room.
Yes, that sounds fun, though. I've been meaning to buy the embroidery set, but I never got to.
Yeah, you should get one.
Yeah, I should definitely get my next paycheck.
Who would like to go next?
Yes.
Hi.
We should, like, popcorn because Lindsay went, so now she can choose someone to torture.
Just chose me to torture.
I'll choose you, Ty. Lindsay, that doesn't mean me.
Well, too bad.
No, god damn it. Okay, well, I'll pull up my list. Yeah, I was like prepared. I was weirdly prepared for this.
Damn. So,
kind of like thinking about it a lot, and I wanted to like change some things this year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay. So, don't any of you laugh at me for any of these?
No. I mean, if these are like legitimately like, you know, your resolutions, like, yeah, we wouldn't laugh at it.
Yeah. Tell us.
Thank you so much.
Tell us.
Okay. Oh, Jody, shut up. Jody, shut up.
Us. Oh my god.
Okay, so one of my first goals
is
to start going to church every week.
Mm. She's a church girl.
Jody, shut up.
That's honestly a really nice resolution, though.
Yeah, I feel that.
My one friend's been, like, pushing me to, and I really like her church. I just haven't had the motivation to go. I would kind of like to be more in tune with my religion, you know, the one that I'm claiming to be that I'm not very good at. Mm. And kind of as a precursor to that, I also put read my Bible twice a week.
Mm.
I have this very nice, I got a Bible from, okay.
isn't that the one with your name on it?
Yeah, and it's like green.
I remember that
Bible. I got it from my aunt and uncle. They're very, very holy people. Sometimes to the point where it pisses me off, but it's fine. they got me a very nice Bible, and it has my name on it, and it's, like, engraved, and it's really cute.
I remember that Bible.
Oh, yeah, and it's cool, because it has, like, the, it's not just the Bible, because, like, if I was reading just the Bible, I might actually try to die.
Oh my god.
Because, like, don't understand it. Like, it's hard to understand. So it's, like, a study Bible, so it has, like, the regular Bible verse, and then it has, like, a Bible verse written in today's language.
Really?
So you can understand it.
Do you know, like, where it's from?
I could check the brand. I probably have the brand.
Can you, like, send it to me after this?
Yeah. Ooh, cool. Why, is that your resolution, too?
No. Well, because my sister, her birthday is actually, like, January 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
And I, like, realized that because it's so close to Christmas, I always, like, almost forget to buy her a birthday present.
Oh, shoot.
And I, like, you talking about it, I was like, oh, that would be, like, a really good gift idea for her. Because she's super religious.
I can find it for you. Thanks. I'll, like, work after the podcast. But, go to church every week.
Yeah.
Read my Bible twice a week. I'm only doing twice a week for now because I want to make a realistic goal. Like, if I go, read my Bible every day, I know for a fact I'm not going to do that.
Mm.
So, like, 2 days a week for now, and then if I can work up to 3, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's better than not reading at all.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
For me, because I don't read the Bible anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing, because, like, I feel like my biggest failure with making resolutions is I'm always like, let's go to the biggest extreme.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you're just destined to fail if you do that.
Yeah.
So, my other one is I've been kind of being lazy with my workout schedule, so I haven't really worked out in the last month.
Yeah,
but
it's the holiday season.
I think that's why I blew it, honestly. But I want to get back into working out 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And I want to try to lose like 5 more pounds, and then I'm like good.
Yeah.
So I might diet a little bit more, and then that'll be that. Practice figure drawing 3 days a week at least.
Ooh,
that's a big one because I really need that.
Yeah.
And I put sketchbook drawing a day, like one little drawing, like not a full page, but like putting like one drawing in my sketchbook a day, which I feel like isn't too unreasonable. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I feel like that's a pretty good goal, you know? Like, you just gotta, you know, make that as a habit.
Yeah.
And then I think you're pretty much set, you know? It's kind of like the, what's that called? You know, like, Halloween kind of drawing prompt where you draw every day. It's kind of like that, but, like, your own.
Yeah, for sure.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think
you could do it.
Yeah, you draw a lot in your sketchbook, so I feel like you could do it.
Yeah.
Me, personally, that would be a really, really unrealistic resolution. Because I draw for, like, maybe 2 months in the year, and then I'm done.
No, that's fair. I don't think, like, I think there's a lot of people who are artists who aren't really sketchbook drawers, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm definitely a sketchbook person.
Oh, yeah. I've seen your sketchbook.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for looking. I have some mental health goals.
Yeah. You're comfortable, say it.
If I will. I will say it. I'll say it right now.
Okay.
I guess this is a weird one, but I'll elaborate. Being mentally present more is a big one. And what I mean by that is, like, when I'm, like, doing something or, like, just hanging out with people, I kind of just want to focus on hanging out with people and doing that thing. Because I feel like what I do a lot is I'll be doing something and I'll immediately be thinking about the next thing I have to do. And yeah. I won't be enjoying it because I'm thinking about that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, like, living in the moment.
Yeah, I'm, like, super bad at that. So I want to live in the moment more and not think about, like, other things.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And, I mean, as far as mental health goals, like, my mental health has been pretty okay. At least, like, right now it is. So, like, I don't have a ton. That's, like, the big one, though. I want to, this is the last one. I want to get into a new habit, or hobby, I mean. A new hobby that is not drawing, that doesn't involve sitting, that's more active.
Oh
my god, same. But then, like, everything that I'm interested in, you have to, like, go out to, like, a studio or something.
Oh, really? Like, what are you interested in?
Like, so for me, two things are kickboxing.
Ooh!
And, like, doing, like, a dance class again.
Ooh!
Because I really miss
Nice.
Oh my god, Stacey's gonna be, like, dancing.
Damn, Zumba.
I mean, she's gonna kill us at everybody's wedding.
Right. No, I can't, I cannot, like, freestyle dance for my life. It's really embarrassing. But if there's, like, a choreographed routine, then I could do that.
Ooh.
Pretty cool, pretty cool. That's sick. Cool. I think you should totally do that.
Yeah.
But then you have to, like, go to a studio and then, like, nowhere is open.
Well, I mean, like, maybe down the line type of goal. Because, like, the things that I want to do, I kind of can't do right now either, like, because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. What are they?
So, one of the things that I really loved when I was, like, in high school and everything was ice skating.
Ooh.
Whoa. Ice skating.
Literally, the last time I went ice skating was with you and Christian, Jody.
Oh, that was fun. That was, like, so long time ago. You haven't ice skated since?
I haven't, and I want to.
Oh, damn. Don't you guys, like, have an ice skating rink nearby?
We do, but, like, I don't really want to go right now.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
But I have my own ice skates.
Oh, you do? You have your own?
Yeah, that's how into it I was. I just haven't been able to go because of wrangling and everything.
Do you know how to, like, rollerblade or something?
No.
Oh. Because I feel like a lot of people who, like, when they're not ice skating, they do, like, rollerblading.
Yeah, normal people, but, like, unlike normal people, I can't rollerblade for the life of ice skating.
Okay. You rollerblade before ice skating, you know? It's kind of similar.
No, it isn't. I trip, like, all the time. I fucking hate rollerblading.
You gotta get used to it.
Yeah, I fucking can't rollerblade. I don't know. I don't want to get used to it. I want to ice skate specifically.
Oh my god.
So that's, like, one thing that I really want to get back into. And hiking has been a really nice hobby, but it's hard, you know, I can't just drop everything and go hiking all the time, you know?
That's true. It's, like, always far, isn't it?
It's always far, but it's, like, always worth it because it's so pretty.
True.
Mm-hmm. Like, the last place I went to had, like, 9 waterfalls.
Whoa!
And one of them was, like, 90 feet, and it was huge, and it was just so 90 cool. 90
feet? Damn! Yeah.
I'll have to show you guys pictures. It was really cool.
Yeah.
But, I want to hike more, and I want to do ice skating more. I think those are going to be, like, my two big active hobbies.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of thinking about taking karate again, but, like, I don't know.
Girl, you do.
Karate.
I want to beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, I support.
Stacey will do dancing and I'll do karate and we can both
play this. Yes, do your karate, punch a neck.
I will punch a neck. So yeah, those are my little goals and my big goals.
Wow.
Also, the job would be nice. It'd be really nice to get a fucking art job.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Those are some pretty good resolutions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. The list is still a work in progress, but I have
a good solid list.
I want abs by the end of the year.
By the end of the year.
I want abs. I literally
want abs. Okay, you know what?
I want to like see you guys like in the future in like 2 years and I just have abs.
Be like, we're meeting up and Ty just keeps wanting to go to the beach and we're just like, but why? And she's like, no reason, I just really want to go to the beach.
No, that's not how that would go at all. I would come up to you guys and be like, guys, look at this shit, and then I'd pull my shirt off.
Abs, like, okay. Oh,
and you know that's how that would go. I'd be like, look at this.
Flexing, man.
That's out of the blue.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, before we even, like, hug or anything, like, we've been seeing each other in 2 years, I run up to you, and before we even hug, I'm like, wait, look at this.
Punch me in the stomach. Oh, okay.
Stomach.
Damn.
Right.
Hell. Yeah. Also, my goal, go to Disney with all my friends, so if you guys can, like, get on that, let's do it.
Next year!
I'm down.
Yeah! Let's go.
I want to go so bad.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm hella down. I still need to buy Donald Duck. I said that many times and I never got the chance because I forget.
You don't have a Donald
Duck. Gotta take a picture with Donald Duck.
No, I don't have a Donald Duck. Woo! Anyway, Stacey!
But we weren't gonna clap anymore.
Yeah, we're not clapping anymore, Jody. Stop. Illegal.
wait.
Okay.
Sorry, my, like, throat's been acting up a bit again.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know if I'm sick, but, like, yesterday I had really bad, like, allergy attacks.
Oh, no.
Oh, cool.
I think it's because Christmas Day we did, like, a lot of cleaning and dust was just everywhere. Yeah, my, like, dust allergy is so bad. I clean for one day and then I'm, like, out of commission for, like, the whole rest of the day.
That happened to me yesterday when I was dusting. I got like a huge headache.
Yeah, it's really like annoying.
Yeah, that's true.
I was raised like 50 times at least.
It's okay, just never clean.
But I like
just never clean.
Like, I generally really like to like organize things. And
oh my god, things. Same.
Yeah, it's kind of like therapeutic. I don't know. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like obviously you don't want to do it like every single day, but when you get into it, it's like really nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but anyways, I can only think of like 5 things.
I mean, that's a pretty good amount.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
I don't know if they're really like, are resolutions, is that just like a synonym for goals?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, I guess they still work.
Goals and goals.
So my first resolution.
Yes.
Is dress better because from, well, I think this is everybody, but like March to now, I think I had about maybe 5 outfits that I just cycled through.
Oh, that's such a mood.
Yeah. And, like,
it was just because, like, you know, obviously I didn't have anywhere to go. But even if I did go out somewhere, I would still wear like my indoor comfort clothes. Like I wouldn't even try because I was like, what's the point?
Oh.
So like,
yeah, it's so depressing.
Well, you know, this year.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
But then I really do miss kind of like going through my closet and trying to see like, you know, what kind of different combos I can make or like just dress better just because I felt like it. Because I did that like once in a while, like during school.
Yeah.
And I missed that. So hopefully I can try to dress a little better. Mm-mm. And my second one is to get the big 100 in my shop sales.
Oh!
Where are you at right now?
I'm at 69 right now.
69!
Oh my god.
How are you, Stacey?
Yeah, so I'm going to end the year at 69.
Damn.
Solid 69.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, so I think I can do it. I feel like as long as I, like, make new products, mm-hmm. I can get there. I don't know when, so I just said, like, sometime in the year, if I hit 100, that would be really cool. And mm-hmm. my third is take some kind of online class because, I don't know, I feel like I feel like I'm not productive unless I'm in some sort of like learning environment.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take some kind of class that's related to art, but it doesn't necessarily have to be like my profession.
Yeah.
Like, it could be like a drawing class or like a painting class or something like that. Just something that like betters me in like the art skill, like in general. Because if you get better at one thing, it will help you in like the other fields, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one. Fourth one is drive on the freeway by myself without feeling like I'm gonna die. I've driven on the freeway by myself before, but hence the second part, without feeling like I'm gonna die, because I'm always really terrified when I'm driving by myself.
Yeah,
because I'm just not like used to it, and I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Also because, you know, people who live in SoCal, the 405 is a nightmare.
Mm.
That is not like a fun beginner freeway. So yeah, that's something that I want to practice more.
That's good. Freeways are always scary, and I agree.
Yeah, yeah. I hate driving the freeway like so much.
That is so true.
I try to avoid it like whenever I can, but
yeah,
sometimes you just can't, you know?
That's true.
Because it does save you a lot of time.
Yeah, and the more you do it, the easier it'll get.
Yeah, that's also, like, what a lot of people tell me. So I'm like, yeah, I just gotta, like, do it more.
It's just the doing it part that sucks.
I know, yeah. I'm like a baby. I get scared. I don't want to die, you know? My last one's kind of, like, it's something that, like, a 8-year-old would write. But honestly, I feel like it's kind of relatable to now. It's just make a new friend.
Aww.
Yeah, because I feel like it would be really like exciting to connect with someone new. I don't know, just like in any way, like just at a job or like online or like something like that. Just like meeting a new friend is always like exciting, you know? So I guess in a way that's kind of like my resolution to be a little more like out there.
Yeah.
Socially. So.
Yeah.
That's all for me.
Wow. That's a good resolution. Yay. Wow.
That's a drink of bonds.
Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, and then 2020, it was a year. It was just a year.
A year. Yeah.
I feel like Lindsay, she kind of said it how, like, she described it how I would have described it, so I don't have much to add. Like, it was a year. it wasn't good, obviously, in general, but then there were definitely highlights throughout the year. Like, even for all the way from, like, January to now, I feel like at least once a month, something good happened. So it didn't make me feel like I was totally in the dark, you know?
Yeah.
Which I feel honestly like really fortunate for that, because I know that there are a lot of people that literally this year was like rock bottom, or it just like at some point it just kept getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think I feel very like grateful that this year didn't go like as badly as it could have been, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me personally.
Yep.
Also, I have this one. A what?
An airplane.
Oh, oh, yeah. I found this one random note in my computer, and it just says Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
It just says Brooklyn. I don't know what that was for.
Oh, maybe it was from when I recommended that movie.
Oh,
from
our movie. That's what it was. Okay.
Brooklyn.
I have to write down, like, next to it, movie. I would just be like, what the fuck is this?
Damn. Wow.
A movie.
Wow. You know what? Let's hope 2021 treats us all very well. Not just for us, but for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Fingers crossed, please. We need a better year after 2020, please, God.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. I think it will be, though.
Let's hope.
I think this COVID is going to come to an end.
Yeah, there's a lot that can, like, there's a lot of things happening now that kind of foretell hopefully like a brighter future. So I'm hoping that those just like go through.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I was wondering, do we have enough time to dive into afterlife theories?
I mean, we don't have to go like terribly in detail, like if we have to save on time.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah, like, we can just like kind of key it short and sweet.
I think you probably have the most.
Yeah.
Because I really don't have anything.
Well, it's not really like theories per se. I'm kind of just presenting interesting ones that I've heard, I guess.
Yep.
Like, that are kind of fun because, like, I know what I believe in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if people believe differently, like, that's all well and good. But these are just things that I've heard that are kind of cool. So, I'm Christian. I believe in heaven. And also hell. I'm probably going to go to hell. Fuck. Like, that's the thing. Like, me and my family have literally had, like, a whole discussion recently about, like, what heaven is. And it was the funniest fucking conversation. Because it was just, like, a lot of yelling.
Oh, my God.
not that we were disagreeing with each other, but because we were, like, we couldn't comprehend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, my question, whenever I hear the traditional, like, oh, you go to heaven if you're a Christian, and you go to hell if you're anything else, which I don't necessarily believe in.
Yeah. Which
is technically un-Christian, but I don't really give a shit. So the traditional Christian theory is you go to heaven if you, like, accept Jesus as your savior or whatever, and you go to heaven. And everybody who doesn't goes to hell. So I was thinking, like, okay, if I go to heaven, let's say I get into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's not heaven to me because certain people who I love and want to be in heaven with me aren't there because they didn't accept Jesus as their savior, in quotation marks, if that's the case?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of like the argument me and my family was having. Like, how do you accept that and like be okay with that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not really a theory, but that's like one of the things that I have trouble as a Christian comprehending. And that's why I don't think I necessarily believe in it. Like, I don't think people should go to hell because they believe differently. Like, I don't think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my theory is that maybe we go to heaven just for being good people. Like, and I know that sounds like really lame.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like that's what it is. Like, I don't know. It's hard.
I feel like I agree with you on that.
Yeah. If there is a heaven, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people should go to hell for something like that. Like, I just can't believe that.
I agree. I agree as well.
Yeah. But
it almost feels like it's kind of mean. Like, it's a
it's
like a club, and it's like Jesus and his mean girls. Like, you don't believe in God. Sorry, you can't sit with us. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, and it's like, it tells me that, like, there could be an amazing person who has done so much for the world, and if they didn't accept Jesus as their savior, they go and rot in hell. Like, what?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I agree.
I had... Uh-huh.
What? Oh. Lindsay, I think you were talking, and you just answered yourself.
No, I heard Jody or something.
Oh, I was like, I agree.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just gonna say, I had an experience like that, because, like, I'm Buddhist, but, like, when I was in middle school, I had a friend, or I had a lot of friends who were Christian, and I remember one of them was like, Lindsay, I think you should convert to Christianity because I want you to go to, I want you to go to heaven, too, or whatever. I was like, oh, okay. Nah, it's okay.
You should have just been like, nah, I'll go to hell, and that's all you should
Damn.
Yeah, that's the thing too. I don't agree with pushing it on the people like that.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's in scripture, like, that you should be spreading the word of God and everything. But, like, what?
I went to a Christian school for, like, my entire freaking school, like second grade till senior year. I went to a Christian school, and it's still like, it didn't make sense to me. Like, my family's Buddhist. Like, oh my, it just didn't make sense to me. Like, why worship? Like, okay, hell, I was like, oh, okay. Like, oh, you don't pray hell. Oh, okay. Worship? No, hell. I was like, oh, okay, okay. It feels more like a cult, you know, like if you don't worship.
Yeah.
Kind of feels so, like for me, kind of feels selfish. Like, that's a bit selfish.
Yeah. Know? I agree.
Well, I'm sure, like, I haven't read my Bible on the way. I'm sorry, I'm working on it.
Oh,
New Year's resolution.
But, girl.
But, I hear in the Bible that there's a whole thing about how you don't get to choose the fate of other people, and that itself is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
So, technically, that's a sin that they're going around telling people you're gonna go to hell for doing this, like, because that's kind of like,
oh.
Like, you're speaking for God, technically, I guess. Mm. I could be totally wrong, but I feel like that's something I heard before.
Mm. Damn. I just heard myself echo.
Damn.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I'm sick of people. I'm so sick of people.
Sick of people.
But I feel like I for sure like 100% believe in reincarnation because.
Oh, see.
I think reincarnation came from Buddhists, right? I'm not 100% sure about that. But like my whole like family, Korean family, they're like Buddhist, and then they're talking about reincarnation stuff, and I 100% believe it because there's actually evidence of reincarnation of like, you know, kid who remembers their fucking past life and shit.
Oh, like, my god, those are like the best documentaries to watch.
I've watched those documents and it got me sold. It's like kind of like science. Like I also believe in like a bit of science of, you know, proof, evidence, you know.
Yeah.
So I completely believe reincarnation is real, and I feel like I'm not too sure if we have a choice or not, but I feel like we would be reincarnated. And this is what my mom told me. She's like, you know, your life right now, whoever's closest to your friends, your family, in the next reincarnation life, you're still gonna be around them. It could be like different like position. Like you could be the mother, I could be the daughter, or something. It's gonna be revolving around them. You know?
Oh god, I hope that's not the case.
Oh, which I thought was interesting. Like, wow, okay, like you'll be reincarnated to another life, which you'll be revolved around your friends, family, whoever's closest to you. You know? Or you'll just be a dog.
I'll happily be a dog.
Bow wow.
You guys ever hear that theory about like the birthmarks? Like like wherever your birthmark is like how you died in your past life.
Oh yeah.
Wow, really?
Oh.
Holy shit! Mine's in my wrist. Did I cut myself and die?
Oh jeez, that's pretty dark.
Oh god.
Mine's on my armpit. What does that mean?
Oh, you're shot in the armpit.
Oh my god. Shit, man.
Lindsay, where's your birthmark?
I have one next to my belly button.
Oh shit, you got it.
Oh my god.
God, you guys died first, please.
Where's yours at?
Oh, I don't have one.
What lies?
No, I don't have one.
Yeah, remember she did it in the Two Truths and a Lie.
Yeah, fuck you, Jody.
We all had some gruesome death. What the fuck?
Well, I also think that if you don't have a birthmark, it's either your first time around or it's because you died peacefully. So I guess I just died nicely in my bed, or this is my first time on this earth.
I know for sure you're not gonna die peacefully this time.
Oh, thank you, Jody.
Oh my god, why would you say that?
I'm kidding.
If I actually die like in a not peaceful way and I'm on my deathbed, I'm gonna call you and be like, fuck you, and then just die. Those will be my last words. Fuck
yeah,
you, Jody.
Right. If a killer's in your house, like, wait, I need to call someone real quick. What? calls me, like,
wait. Okay, fuck you.
And I'm like, okay, now you could kill me.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding.
I'd be like, can you put my birthmark in a cool place?
We don't die like that.
I love that theory, though. It sounds so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah,
man.
I would be sad though. Shot
Why?
In the armpit.
Shot in the armpit.
Wait, what? She died in the armpit. Hey, the skin is delicate there. You can easily kill someone through the armpit.
Well, you can't kill someone. You could rip off the skin.
Yeah, what if you rip off the skin and you just bleed out through your armpit?
Well, I don't know, man. Go to the fucking hospital, right? What are you doing?
What if she died in a time there wasn't hospitals? What if she reincarnated, like, hundreds of years later?
Oh, well.
True.
Damn, Stacey.
I am ancient.
Oh, my God. Stacey, tell us about the times.
You know, I would, but I literally do not remember.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
My memory was wiped, you know.
So, Lindsay, Stacey, do you have any interesting theories?
I don't think they're real, though. Or, like, even plausible.
But are they interesting?
Honestly, I don't know.
She's like, no.
I was looking this up, I found more, like, stories about... Like, there's this one, Korean folklore that I've always liked.
Oh.
I don't know why I like it, but, like, it's about... Jody, do you know, like, Pari Gongju?
What? Oh, you gotta remind me, man. It's been a while.
So, basically, there's this, like, young princess, and she's, like, the in-between person that, like, guides people from, like, the living world to the afterlife, I think.
Oh, she's like a guardian kinda, right?
Yeah, so she's basically like Grim Reaper. Which I always found, like, I honestly don't know if I believe it, but I always found it really like a really interesting concept that there's like someone to like escort you to the afterlife.
Yeah.
And I feel like because I watch too many Korean dramas, they always have some kind of like Grim Reaper character. Hell yeah. They're always like really like hot and whatever. So I'm like, maybe this is just like, you know, changing.
It does sound cool though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool. Like, because I think her story is like, oh my God, Koreans don't come for me. I didn't learn this in school or anything. But I think it's like she was like the youngest of her siblings, and her parents like didn't want her because she was born like a girl. And you know, like the old times, like you always wanted a boy because they needed to have like the crown passed down to them.
Yeah,
it always had to be a king. So they like discarded her, and that's like how she got her name. And so she like went away, and then her parents like got sick, and I think they tried to get like her sisters to like find a cure, but they couldn't do it. So they like reached out to the main character, I guess, to like go and get it. And then she finds out that there's like this specific ingredient that only is available in like the underworld. So she goes, I don't know how she gets there, but she goes down to the underworld, and I guess she meets like death or whatever, and she stays there in exchange for the cure. And then after some time passes, and I think I read like some versions where like she like has his babies or whatever, I'm like, okay, that's weird. And so like after some time, like she comes back up to the surface, and like she brings the cure to her parents, and I think that's like how she kind of like restores her title, like she becomes like noble again, but then she stays as a guardian for people who like pass through and whatever. And I just thought that was like kind of interesting. Probably did a really bad job explaining it, but that's what I remember.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I like that. It's cool.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I always like those, like, stories or, like, fictional, I don't know, things where you kind of, it's not about, like, I guess, like, afterlife, but more about, like, what happens in between. I find that, like, really interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, like, how do you get there from, like, when you, like, right when you die, to like your fate of going to heaven or hell, and like that in-between period, like what happens then. I feel like that is something that I'm pretty interested in.
Yeah.
You know, now that you said it, I'm kind of curious. You know, like, I wonder if there's a between of heaven and hell. There's a name for it. Like, abyss or
purgatory?
Something. Purgatory. Kind of. Yeah. I wonder if there's a purgatory.
I don't know. I kind of, honestly, I kind of believe it.
Well, yeah. One of my mom's theories, because, like, it's weird. My family isn't all Christian. We're kind of, like, weird Christian, not Christians. It's weird. Mm-hmm. But my mom's theory is that Earth is purgatory.
Oh, okay.
Which would kind of make sense because there's good and bad.
Yeah.
And but, like, I don't know, because, like, I thought purgatory was kind of, like, the place you go when, I guess, God or whatever doesn't know where to put you.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
But, I do like this one theory, or at least this is how I feel like it. This is like my own theory. Because I believe in God, but like, what if, like, say you go to hell, or if you go to purgatory for, in theory, being a bad person, or whatever the case you go to purgatory or hell for? What if, like, you could go and then, like, you kind of, like, served your punishment for a certain amount of time? Like, you're not damned there for eternity.
Yeah.
And then once you actually, like, serve your time, like, it's kind of like a jail sentence, then yeah. You can go to heaven and, like, be in heaven.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because, like, I feel like, I mean, once you die, and say you weren't Christian, and say, like, for whatever case, say you die, and in theory, you know, as a Christian, you're supposed to say Jesus, you're accepting Jesus as your savior or whatever. Say you die, you find out all that shit's real, and then you're like, okay, well, now I have no reason to believe Jesus is real.
Yeah.
So isn't that technically accepting, I don't know. You get what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, yeah.
So then shouldn't it balance out? Or is it only on Earth that that's a thing you worry about? I don't understand. I need to go talk to a pastor. But I like that theory more. I feel like it's like a jail sentence, and then you're like, okay, well, I served my time. I'm going to go to heaven now.
That would honestly be kind of nice.
Really quick, can I talk about this theory that I fucking hate, my dad came up with? Yeah, okay. So his theory of what heaven is that you aren't taking a human form, and you're just kind of there, like, in a mental state.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
And, like, you're like, I don't even know how to describe it, because it's, like, so, like, I hate it. So, like, you kind of just know, like, other people are there, but, like, you don't actually have a body, and you just kind of, like, chill and do nothing. And I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
Do nothing?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm like, and I'm sitting here like, bitch, if I can't fucking play video games in heaven, I'm done. Well, you mean to tell me I can't draw or play video games in heaven? No. And then, like, my friend comes in with this theory, like, well, you're not going to feel the need to do that in heaven. And I'm like, but, like, it's fun. You know, like, I can't have fun in heaven is basically what people are saying, because I'm not going to have fun because I'll be at peace. And I'm like, well, can't I be at peace and also having fun?
They're like, no.
Yeah, but, like, that's, like, the thing. Like, that's the one thing I can't stand about, like, heaven theories with Christians, because it's just like, oh, you go there and you're just happy. And I'm like, yeah, and then what? I'm there for an eternity, just whatever.
Like, what if you just die and there's nothing? There's nothing. There's just nothing. It's just nothing. You
know, Jody, I try not to think about that. It kind of gives me an existential crisis.
You just die and you're like, there's nothing. No heaven, no hell, nothing.
Like, if I can't go to heaven and I can't fuck around with Jody, then what's even the point?
No, I don't even think I'm going to go to heaven.
Jody, you're coming to heaven with me. I'll come pick you up.
Oh my God. I'll be in hell waiting for you. Back in 7-Eleven hell. All right? Oh,
here's what I hope heaven is. I hope it's like Earth, but it's absent of all the misery that comes with living on Earth.
Yeah.
Like, there's no anxiety or, well, maybe, like,
Murder.
There's no, like, sense of despair, like, in real life.
God.
Yeah.
That's what I hope for. I hope it's like Earth, but it's, like, better. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. All of your loved ones are with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know how it is in, like, have you guys seen The Good Place?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't finished it.
Yeah. Okay. So I like how it's shown in The Good Place, like, what heaven is. Like, it's kind of just like a neighborhood. Yeah. You get your own house and, like, everybody's just around having a good time.
Dude, yeah. That show made me want Froyo so bad. Like, all the time. I was like, oh, I want Froyo.
how come that heaven gets to have froyo, but mine can't because we don't need it because we're content? Like, bitch. Just because I'm content doesn't mean I don't want to eat ice cream.
Yeah. It was kind of funny because, like, wasn't there a reason why they chose, like, froyo?
I forget. Which, I haven't watched it in a while.
Oh, wait. Has everyone, like, watched at least season one?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind. I can't say anything.
Is it something about the froyo?
I think it's just, like, a spoiler.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I think a lot of people, like, already know.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't finish season one, but I know how it ends. So, yeah. And it's, like, a massive spoiler.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed that I got spoiled for it, but, like, I'll get back into it. It's fine.
Oh, okay, so you already know.
I mean, I think, if we're talking about the same thing.
So, like, wee-wee, spoiler alert.
Wait, do Lindsay and Jody want to be spoiled, though?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Okay.
So, I think it was something to do with, like, froyo is, like, no one's favorite dessert or something. But it's just, like, something that... Because, you know, it's not really heaven.
Yeah.
So they were, like, trying to think of things that were, like, mildly annoying constantly. So it was, like, everyone's personal hell.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, yeah, that I got spoiled for, that they're actually in hell the whole time.
Yeah, so I think, like, there was something... one of them, like, said something about the froyo, I think. But then I was like, well, I don't agree with that at all, because I love froyo, and I would eat it.
And speaking of how to go into hell.
Oh, no. I mean, if hell has, like, froyo and, like, nice houses and stuff, I mean...
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's how I want heaven to be, like, in The Good Place. But, you know, in The Good Place, it's not actually heaven, so fuck.
I love the way that they depicted, like, the middle place.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Okay, shit, never mind.
No. You can just say it. Like, I'll watch it eventually, but I don't mind.
Perfectly medium. Like, oh God, well, it was like, you could watch, like, your favorite movie, but you can only watch that movie.
Oh, fuck.
Like, everything's just, like, perfectly medium. You know, like, you get something good, but then, like, there's something bad with it.
So it's, like, Earth?
it's a bit like Earth, but, like, slightly worse, I would say.
Oh, okay. Shit.
But it was just really funny, because I was like, oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, I want to watch that show again.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch that tonight. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'll watch Death Parade. I need to watch a bunch of shit.
Yeah, you should watch Death Parade. It's at Hulu.
Yeah, you mean to tell me I can go to heaven, but I'm not allowed to watch Netflix?
Yeah.
like I have an eternity, I can't even catch up on all the things I need to watch. God.
I guess you better start now, Ty.
Oh, shit.
Dude, you know what, like, fucked me up in, like, high school, like, when I was in Bible class? Like, I don't really remember, so I just did my research now. I was like, oh... So I remember, like, during the Bible revelation, there's this fucking creature in heaven that fucking waits for you, like, judges you, kind of.
Yeah.
So here's the description of this fucking creature. let's see. I don't know.
Oh, you exactly. Looked it up?
Yeah, I just looked it up. I was like, what the fuck? It's pretty long. Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to try summing it up. The whole thing is that at once I was in spirit and behold, a throne stood in heaven. With one seated on the throne, and he who sat there had an appearance of jasper and carnelian. And around the throne was a rainbow that had an appearance of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garments with golden crowns on their head. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumbles and peals of thunder, and before the thrones were burning seven torches of fire, which are seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal, and around the throne, on each of the throne, are four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. And the first living creature like a lion, and the second living creature like an ox, and the third living creature with the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like an eagle in the flight, and the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within, and day and night they never cease to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was.
Wait, isn't that the shit that Haley drew in her fucking thesis?
Kinda look like doesn't this like freak you the fuck out? Like, what the fuck, God?
I mean, I don't think shit's supposed to make sense in heaven.
I mean, like, imagine you're dead and then you wake up and then like you wake up and you see this weird fucking creature that's supposed to, I don't know.
Okay, well, God. Here's the thing. If heaven is an absence of anything bad, then do you feel fear in heaven?
Oh, good question. I would do feel
anything. Yeah,
I feel like I am a mannequin. Fuck this.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. I don't know if I want to go to heaven if I'm going to be a fucking mannequin that can't feel anything.
You know what? That's also a good question. I feel like this beast, whatever shit, it's honestly in Revelation book of Bible. I feel like that part like really freaked me out. I was like, what in the Jesus name?
So did your school ever talk about like heaven, like what it is?
Yeah,
what they say it is,
they're like, yeah, it's like a magical like place where all the good people are there, and people, and when you're in heaven, people are gonna be worshiping and praying God, hallelujah, and you're gonna be in the bliss moment. And I'm like, oh, I don't believe
that's not a good enough explanation, and I get that we can't really explain it, but like
fuck. Yeah, I feel like that's what was projected for, like, because like our church was like kindergarten all the way to seniors, were all like grouped up in one church. Our church was small, our school was small, so that's what they said to make the kids believe and everything. But like, I remember, oh my God, shout out to my pastor Ray. I don't know where you are, you're amazing. I loved my pastor Ray, but I never what's it called, I did bad in his test, but
the God. Oh my
God. He was always tricky. Like he knew what he was talking about. He talked about like God and like other type of religion and like why God, you know, like evidence and stuff and science. He believed both science and like both like God, you know, the Christianity, which I give him mad props. And yeah. Then like I think one time, if I remember, he like, I think one of us asked like, so Pastor John, do you know like how heaven is? He's like, there isn't a definite answer of how heaven is. We Police just say honest. He's honest, like, you know, we don't have a definite answer of how heaven is, but the Bible describes it as a beautiful, amazing place that whatever your brain could think of, you know. He gave like very
I don't mind that theory that like it's different for everybody.
Yeah. I feel like it just depends on how, like what kind of like good perspective your, you know, view you're thinking of that might be heaven, you know. Everyone's perspective of heaven is different.
Yeah. This 10 out of 10.
Woo. All right. Thank you guys for listening to Sunshine Train with Friends in the year of 2021. Whoa, see you guys next time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Oh my God.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh my God. Okay, bye.